I was listening to a drummer on YouTube just now and he was doing a shuffle, and it made me decide that I wanted to see if I could do it and keep it in the pocket as much as possible. So I'm not playing to a click or anything of that sort, but I'm just going to see. Oh, I'm using Addictive Drummers, by the way. I'm using Modern Jazz Sticks No Room, which is a very nice kit for this sort of thing. So let me show you a bit of that and you can see what I mean. So yeah, it's good fun keeping that tempo and all the ghost notes and stuff. And he was doing the ghost notes, so I was just trying to practice that. Because, you know, I like to MIDI drum and I like to see if I can do the things that real drummers do, because it's really good practice. And it means that when I do come to record something that is purely mine, I'm not having to use an Apple loop or, you know, another thing. So it's important for me to try and get that feel just right. And I have done that before. But for an extended period of time like that, it's just really different. And a kit like that, like anything, a good kit will make you play better and make it come alive for me, or for you and for me too. I don't know, there's just something about this kit that works really well for that sort of thing. And I like it. I mean, it does all sorts of other things too, but just the way those snares are so tight and lovely. Oh my gosh. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to drum on a completely weighted keyboard. Has to be synth action. Otherwise, you couldn't. Sort of business. Anyway, that's enough of that. Thanks for listening.